59 million people have already voted, either early or absentee. With a week and a day still left to vote, the voting numbers for 2020 have already beat out the early voting totals and absentee ballots that were cast in 2016. At the same time, the airwaves and social media outlets are filling up with disinformation. We heard last week from U.S. officials about Iran and threatening emails sent to Democratic voters, but the problem is far more widespread than that. And NPR's Pam Fessler has been following this. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for reporting on this. I mean, it's so important. I mean, can you talk about some of the disinformation we're seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing all kinds, David. You mentioned those threatening emails, which look like they came from the far-right group Proud Boys, but intelligence officials say they actually came from Iran as part of an effort to discourage voters and undermine confidence in the election. But that's just one example, and I have others with the caveat that all these messages are false. Listen to this.
Mail-in voting sounds great. But did you know that if you vote by mail, your personal information will be part of a public database that will be used by police departments to track down old warrants and be used by credit card companies to collect outstanding debts?
That's amazing. She sounds so pleasant, but it's just not true.
Yeah, and it went to thousands of minority voters in Detroit and other cities this summer. And since then, two right-wing operatives have been charged with trying to intimidate voters, which is a felony. More recently, early voters in Palm Beach County, Florida, received fake Democratic voter guides that listed the Republican congressional candidate, Laura Loomer. Voters have also been getting a lot of disinformation online, like tweets saying that because of COVID restrictions, Democrats will vote on November 3rd and Republicans will vote on November 4th, and Facebook posts warning voters that ballots will be rejected if a poll worker puts a mark on them or that the barcode on a mail-in ballot reveals your personal information. And David, it's all false.
I mean, you mentioned those two right-wing operatives who have been charged, but in general, I mean, can you say who's behind all this stuff?
You know, most of the time we don't know, but it's clearly coming from a variety of people with different agendas. There are those who are trying to discourage voters of the opposite party from voting. There are foreign actors like Russia and Iran who want to disrupt our elections. There are also, David, a lot of scammers. Some of are using fake voter registration sites and ballot tracking services to trick voters into sharing their personal data. And Oklahoma officials say a voter there got a text that her polling place had changed and the attached number turned out to be for an escort service.
Oh, wow. Is this unprecedented, Pam, or have we seen some of this stuff in previous elections?
Well, you know, people have been trying to trick and intimidate voters as long as we've had election. But I think what's different this year is the scope. Here's Jesse Littlewood of Common Cause, a group that's been tracking election disinformation and has already identified almost 5,000 incidents.
2020 has been a year like no other, because not only have we seen a higher volume of online mis and disinformation, we have also changed a lot of processes about our society, including the way we administer elections.
And he says a shift to more mail-in voting this year has led to a lot of this new disinformation. And, you know, we have President Trump who's amplifying a lot of these falsehoods when he argues that mail-in voting can't be trusted. For example, he repeatedly claims that ballots were found in a ditch in Wisconsin, which just isn't true.
Well, what are officials doing to try and stop all this?
Well, they are trying to counter the disinformation as quickly as they can. The cybersecurity arm of the Department of Homeland Security has a new site called Rumor Control. Election officials are also taking to social media, like Hyder Garcia, who's the election administrator in Tarrant County, Texas. He recently posted this video telling voters not to black out the barcode on their ballots in response to online rumors because their votes might not count.
So please, I'm begging you, do not tamper with the barcode on your carrier envelope. Just mail it back or drop it off at our office.
Those officials, they say that the most important thing for voters to do is to get their information from trusted sources.
All right, good advice. NPR's Pam Fessler. Pam, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.